Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Patriots, let's look at the cap space. According to Miguel, and he's excellent at this, he's been doing this for years, 3,834. My guess is than $1 million. So let's bring Miguel Benson on the line with us right now. Miguel, how you doing?
Doing all right. Doing all right. Trying to stay safe.
Yeah, boy, Miguel.
That's all you can do, brother. That's all you can do. So you tell us. I'm looking at 803,000. Certainly not enough. You have looked at all of this stuff. You give us some ideas. How could the Patriots find some cap space to go out and get new players?
They could extend Stephon Gilmore, pay him around the top of the market. Same thing with Darius Slay got, and lower his cap number by between $3 to $5 million, depending on how long you want to extend the deal. If you want to go have it a one-year extension, two-year extension, three-year extension. A three-year extension means you're paying the signing bonus over 5 years. The longer you go out, the greater the cap savings would be in 2020. But $3 to $5 million with Gilmore, you could do the same thing with Hightower. Hightower could probably save you about $5 million, right? Cut Gannon. That saves you about $3.8 million in the cap.
Whoa. How much does it save you?
3.8. Okay. I'm rounding up, okay? All right. You go to Mohamed Sanu. You say, we don't think you're worth $6.5 million in the cap. We think you're worth $4 million, but we'll give you a chance to earn the $2.5 million back in incentives. You do well in the season, you get the money back. You
know what I'm saying? Why would he take that? Would you have to extend him a year? Could you sit there and say, we'll give you $2 million and maybe it's $8 million at $2 million?
Why would he do that? Because he does it now. He's still a free agent. He's still with the team. I mean, obviously, the problem with offering anybody a player a deal is if a pay cut, a restructure, they say no, you kind of have to cut the player. Otherwise, you can't offer the same deal. You lose your credibility in the locker room.
So, Miguel, a lot of people talking about Julian Edelman, and they say, well, just trade him to Tampa Bay, send him with Tom Brady. Can the Patriots move on from Julian Edelman?
Cap-wise, it would create cap space for them.
It would?
It would create about $3 million in cap space for them now. You create more cap space after June 2nd than because his 2021 signing bonus ratio would stay on 2021 cap.
But I'm seeing a cap of $8.3 million if they move on from him.
Okay, because that's considering cutting him. If you cut the player because his salary is guaranteed, that's that money. That's that dead money. But if you trade him, that's different because his guaranteed salary would go to the Buccaneers. I don't know where you get that information, Lou, but it really matters when if the player has guaranteed salary, how much dead money happens when you trade him.
I'm looking at that Spo track, and over the cap has been dead cap.
Okay, all right. I'm done. I'm off the phone.
I follow you.
The competition.
I think you've stopped kind of updating that thing, haven't you, for the most part? Are you still just writing your articles?
I stopped writing the articles. I just do it on Twitter. It's just easy for me to reach out to my fans that way.
Yeah.
My mother-in-law had some heart surgery last fall, so I wasn't really – I got so busy taking care of her, I stopped writing, and I just realized, But now with the work and stuff like that, I'm gonna go back to writing.
Good boy.
But now I'm gonna go back to writing. I just wanna try to do something I want to be able to say to people, hey, if you like what the work I'm doing, I want to work with a Hartford Habitat Humanity, and I want to help someone buy a house. All right? So I want to raise my goal is to have the website and raise money to help someone buy a house.
Nice.
I mean,
okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Good. I like it.
So that's I want, you know, so that's my goal, and I haven't set it up yet because of this whole, I was supposed to meet with someone, but the whole virus thing with Habitat Man, that kind of pushed other things off.
Changed
when I get
everything.
That thing roll, change everything, boom, I'll be out there, and you'll see my numbers out there again. But
right, good. Okay.
That happens,
okay, awesome.
It is what it is.
Okay. But okay, we're talking
on Twitter. You follow me on Twitter at PatScab. Everything I say, it's out, pretty much out there. Please, folks, read my pinned tweet, all right? And that other site, don't even mention it.
All right, thanks, Miguel. We're talking to Miguel from PatScab. Thank you. Thank you for that endorsement. So here's my question, right? So Glenn says there's not a lot of money. So
right.
It looks like the Pats have a lot of draft picks, and they keep getting these compensatory picks.
Right.
Is that how those guys are getting paid, from that pool of money? Is that how? So, I mean, could a team have the rookies? So the rookies, when they're getting paid, are you supposed to take into account the cap space when you're thinking about how many draft picks you have, how much money you can spend these rookies?
Okay, so like right now, it's March. The draft is not until April. Maybe be postponed. If the day before the draft, the Patriots do not have enough cap space to sign the draft class, they'll have to make some room, right? So right now, if they don't make any transactions and they kept the same 12 draft picks, they would need about $2.2 million in cap space to sign the draft class, all right? They don't have enough right now. But I'm not worried about it because I know they have to do something.
Another way of looking at it, when people look at the way the Patriots handle the draft, oh, listen, they're trading draft picks. Oh, look, why'd they get rid of this pick? Because sometimes they may not have enough money to support all the draft picks, so they have to get rid of them.
Oh, that's never been true.
Why?
I'm sorry, Christian.
Hold on. Jesus. Oh. Wait, hold on a second. So, because I want to make sure I want to make sure you understand it. So, if you have 12 draft picks, okay.
Okay.
If you have to sign and you sign all draft picks, you have to have enough money to sign all the draft picks, right?
Okay.
Right. You said you need about $2 million. I know, but let's say you can't get rid of this guy. You can't renegotiate with this guy. They all say no. Now you have 12 draft picks and you don't have enough money. Wouldn't you need to get rid of those draft picks in order to sign these guys, or could you hold on to them and then hope you could figure something out at a later date in the summer?
No, you could wait to sign the draft class. You could wait till right before training camp to sign the draft class. Yeah.
You have more time to figure out a way to pay those guys. So it has nothing to do with drafting right there on that day.
No, you don't have to. Okay. You don't have to. No, but you need the caps. You need to have the cap space. There will be a rookie pool number. You need to have that. I forget. It's been several years since a team was forced to cut to create cap space for it. So I'm not, saying it's been several years since that happened.
Who sets the rookie pool number? How is that determined?
By the increase in cap. All right. So if you go to if you go to Nick Corte, who you should follow on Twitter, right? He does a great job of figuring out the rookie pool numbers. So he has it out there on overthecap.com/draft. All right? You can figure it out from there what each team is going to has to do in a rookie pool. As far as the draft class, I'll say this, Christian. Like the lower guys, the lower round guys, like the fifth and sixth and seventh round guys, if they make the roster, all right, they're going to create cap space because they're going to beat out of the guy who's making $2 to $3 to $4 million. All right? But if they don't make the roster, their signing proration is already on the cap. So you haven't lost anything.
I think that's important to know, and I'm glad you brought that up, because when people start looking at the roster and there's money, a lot of people think they know how it works. But Bill always talks about there's so many different ways to run their business and to find money, yes, and then roster manipulation. It's just, it really is mind-boggling all the different scenarios that can come up where you can find money or you can save money.
Oh, yeah.
And how that, and how when all that right. roster is set, why that guy made that, got that job.
Miguel, let me give you three more, and I want you to tell me whether they're viable and when it could happen. Tooney, there's no way Joe Tooney is going to stay with this franchise tag. They're going to work out a deal, and they're going to relieve themselves of a lot of money in year one.
Mm-hmm.
The second one is Antonio Brown. When do they get word? When is the hearing on whether they can get that $9.5 million bucks back? Okay. And isn't there still money on Aaron Hernandez on the books?
No. So let's go.
But can they get that back? Can they get that money back?
They got the money back early this year.
For Hernandez.
All right. So I track everything with a Patriots salary cap. All right. So I estimated what their adjustment number would be for incentives, first incentives and grievances and credits. I thought it was going to be negative $300,000. All right. It actually came out to be $3 million. The only explanation for that, a positive, is Aaron Hernandez.
Right.
The Patriots won't say that. They won't say that. All right. I have no chance of having the Patriots confirming my suspicion. But the only possible explanation is Aaron Hernandez, because it's been so long, and I knew for 100% that they were going to win that grievance. All right. So I knew as soon as I knew my number is my adjustment number was wrong by $3 million. I said, bingo, that's Aaron Hernandez.
Okay.
So that's on the books.
Antonio right? Brown.
Antonio Brown, he's going to have a grievance hearing in May. I think it's 50-50 the Patriots win, because I think that if you can look at the CBA and so it favors the Patriots, they will do so. Because I think the NFL do not want to be in a position where they force Robert Kraft to pay him Antonio Brown money, and then the next day Antonio Brown does something stupid, whatever it may be.
Okay, so they would get you're saying they could get $9.5 million bucks back. Would that go on the books in May?
Not in May. Sorry. According to the way the CBA reads, if you get a credit for any signing bonuses, it will pay for the next league year. So we'll show up in 2021.
Okay.
Well, that's crazy. So you're telling me the NFL would rather – so you're saying it's 50-50, even though it's a signing bonus, and so they kind of lucked out by prorating it. If they gave it all to him when he signed, there would be no issue, right? Or I guess the Patriots could still file a grievance on their end.
Right.
It's a matter of possession. They never paid him the money. They waited two – they had a delay. For some reason – They usually get the signing bonus right away. For him, they waited 2 weeks. They never paid him the money. That's why he filed the grievance.
Interesting. And finally, before we let you go, Joe Tooney, you got to anticipate they're going to redo that deal, correct?
Yes. Extend him, lower, pay him like a top 10, top 5 guy, and you can still lower his cap number by $5 to $6 million.
All right, a lot of money there. So good information.
They could if they did like six of the things we had mentioned, they can get up to the crate about $25 million in cap space.
Oh, terrific. Boy. Great information. Thanks, Miguel. You can catch him at Pat's Cap, okay? At Pat's Cap on Twitter. Thanks, Miguel. We appreciate it.
Anytime. Bye-bye.
Right. He was with us on the Harbor One hotline. I want to make sure we get that out
there. Got it.
All right, we're going to get to the phone calls. We'll get your reaction to all of this. So they could find some room here, right? Might not be easy, but they can find some room. We'll get to it next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, back here on OMF at 617-779-7937. Everybody feel better? I mean, he says they could come up with $25 million.
You could. Could. Yeah, Miguel, Pat's cap, says he could. I don't know. Did he say at one point, who was he cutting again?
Cannon? He was cutting Cannon.
Cannon.
Yeah.
Wow. My right. God. Yeah, well, it'll be interesting to see.
I saw Cam Fleming's available again. He's a free agent. Okay. He got cut by Dallas. You could bring him in. Yeah.
Marshall Newhouse.
I think which I just think it's fascinating how many, man, like you really got to treat it. It's almost like the cap is like this big ginormous chessboard, and you just have to be so ahead of it and be, you know, proactive and, you know, knowing these dates and that date and, you know, like the Julian Edelman situation. Right, so we keep talking about, okay, how can you save money? You know, we can do a Julian, hey, trade him to Tampa.
He's absolutely right, by the way. I did look at that. So over the cap is much better because it gives you different scenarios as far as Julian Edelman. So you hit this little thing up top, and it says if you cut him pre-June 1st, just cut him, it's $8.3 million. They're not going to cut Julian Edelman. So let's look at trade Julian Edelman pre-June 1st. It's a $5.3 million dead cap. You save $4.3. That's pre-June 1st if you trade Julian Edelman. But when you hit trade Julian Edelman post-June 1st, you find out that the cap hit is $2.6 million, and you save $7 million Julian Edelman after June 1st.
Here's the question, though. What is the other team in the trade? What do they have to absorb?
Well, I'm just saying
his contract. His entire contract, which is what, two something?
He's making 3.3 this year.
3.3.
Yeah. So, and you know, and then next year he's making 2.8.
He doesn't make, that's amazing how much money he doesn't make.
Yeah.
He's like one of the best, most productive receivers in the last 4 years.
Except he's a slot receiver.
Chump change.
I
would say this. I would add to it. He's a slot receiver in the Patriots offense.
They can't cover me.
Well, yeah, Wes Welker had the same issue. That's my point.
They did give him a 2-year, $15.5 million extension. So, you know, and $8 million of that was a signing bonus. So, I mean, you know, there was different things, $12 million guaranteed. So they just paid him, you know, 2 years, $15.5 million, right? So, I mean, you know, $7.5-8 million, you know, whatever. So that's good for him. It's just a lot of it was bonuses. A lot of it is guaranteed money. So bonuses, rather. So the base salary is low. But you could save $7 million if you trade him post-June 1st, which at this point, nothing's going to happen before that. So that's a real possibility.
No, I would just say that I think
Fox
it's going to be
forever.
I think it's going to be difficult to deal him away if the other team has to pick up much money. Now, you could look at Tampa Bay because they still are going to have, what, $30, $40 million to play around with, and that may be a possibility because he may make more sense than Antonio Brown. I still just don't see Tampa Bay picking up Antonio Brown. Maybe Tom convinces them. They take a gamble on him.
Well, what's crazy to me is that they really lucked out with the contract that they gave Antonio Brown. They just Maybe they were just, they knew something was up. They wanted to give themselves a couple more weeks just to see if it would work out. They let him play, and then before the second week where he really gets the other part of his money, they cut him. I just don't understand, like, his comment, Miguel's comment about Antonio Brown and the CBA is where the CBA would the grievance, they have a tendency to lean towards the Patriots side for a real silly reason in my book. Like, you, it's a signing bonus. You agreed to pay it to him. You deferred it 2 weeks. You ended up cutting him. You still owe him the money. So it's not his fault that he still owes him money. He only played a week. You made the wrong decision. I just think that's insane that if he doesn't get his money. He said it's 50-50, though.
Yeah, I'm with you. Based on the fact that it is a signing bonus, and he clearly signed his name on the contract. Now, you can look at some of the stuff that happened after that, but how does that in any way supersede the fact that he did what he was supposed to do, and that is sign the contract? I don't know. There's probably more language in that thing that we simply don't know about that probably plays into it. But if they were to get that $9.5 million back, they'd be somewhere over $120 million with under the cap money for next year.
Next year's going to get interesting, won't it?
Yeah, it's going to be.
That is a ton of cash.
Yeah. But does anybody really, I keep on hearing it, and they're doing it nationally.
Especially if your young quarterback, you know, works out, and you think that, okay, he's my guy next year, right?
Yeah, you got him for three more. So if you, or two more, right? So yeah. if you keep on hearing this, and when you're watching ESPN or the NFL Network, and they keep on throwing the possibility of one of these quarterbacks that's out there, these free agents, being picked up by New England. Everybody, who was it? There was another...
Kyle Allen
was somebody they were trying to get, but he wasn't real expensive money. Kurt Warner was the one that said there's no way New England's going to go out and get themselves one of those veteran guys that are out there in the open market like Cam Newton or whatever.
No.
You look at the numbers, there is no way that I see Bill doing that unless those guys come with very little risk, very little guaranteed money, because they simply have nowhere else to go. They're sitting there 2 months from now, and they're saying, I need a gig. I need a, you know, I'll take whatever. There's no way that Bill's going to put money at that position, because the little cap relief that he has that Miguel was telling us that he can go out there and get, he's going to need it for other positions, isn't he?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, and it's just the amount of space that they would have to make. So you're already trying to find $25 million. You're going to have this rookie pool. You're going to have to adjust with Gilmore. Maybe cut a guy. It's going to have to be one of those special circumstances. Where, holy cow! I didn't think this guy would be available. We've loved him for a long time. The money is right, but we have to figure out ways how to make it work. To me, that's none of those guys. Andy Dalton isn't that guy. Cam Newton isn't that guy.
That's a W.
Jameis Winston is not that guy. And they rather just kind of deal with the bargain basement type stuff and get by. And when you listen to Devin McCourty today, I don't think he feels like anything has changed. They feel like, it's business as usual. We still plan on being in the playoffs, going to the Super Bowl. You're not going to the Super Bowl. Can we just all agree that they're not going
to? I've heard a couple times. I heard it a couple times now, but still talking about the. Listen, I understand if I was a fan for a team for 20 years and a guy like that left, I wouldn't think that, you know, they'd be any good either. So, I mean, the fact that I've heard him a couple times, he can't really believe they're going to be good, right?
What's he supposed to say?
Well, exactly. But I'm saying, just short of saying, Brady left. We're not going to be as good. You know, I mean, what do you want me to tell you? We're going to a young quarterback, but they can't. They're not going to come and say that.
No, I heard Greg Hill this morning, and he basically said to him, people think you're going to go 6-10 or whatever. And, he responded to it, but what is he supposed to say? He can't go out there and say, yeah, we're probably going to go 6-10. He can't do that. No. He's a member of this team. He's supposed to be the leader now, or one of the leaders of this team, correct?
Yes.
He can't go out there and do that.
Yes.
And what the hell do you think Belichick's going to say if Belichick reads this quote? He went on with Greg Hill and said, "Yeah, we suck. We don't have Tom anymore. Yeah, we'll see what Stiddy can do, but maybe a project." He can't do that.
No.
Yeah, I don't know. I just it's if you're Because my thing is that the offensive strength is going to be back squarely on the offensive line. I think Marcus Cannon is going to have a better year.
He was hurt all last year.
Yeah, and I would see Cannon didn't play great. Shaq Mason didn't play great. Tooney, it looks like, if based on what Miguel was saying, they're going to long-term him. Keep him.
Yeah.
They're going to have to pay David Andrews also.
I want you to hear Devin McCourty this morning on with Greg Hill, because I think Greg talked about basically how does it make you feel when people say it's Brady. Brady's the only one that's the reason why you guys win.
And I get it. You know, I always said it all throughout the years, even last year, as good as we were on defense, people always said, you know, do you guys get mad that everyone only talks about the offense and time? And I'm like, no, we get the opportunity to play with the greatest player that probably ever played a game of football is in our locker room. I got to play with him for 10 years. So to me, I think it's very natural. If I was a fan looking in and I saw one guy was there for 20 years and his stats, his leadership, you know, what he was able to do was, you know, so big, I would think the same thing. So I'm not offended by it, but I think for us as a team, it's a challenge, you know. If you're mad about it or if you feel a certain type of way, we got to go out there and prove that and do it. You know, it's not up to other people to be convinced of who we are, what we'll do. I think that's up to us to go out there and do it.
Yeah, he gets it. I think he knows, you know. I mean, really. He's like, listen, we just lost a guy who's the greatest of all time.
All right.
I mean, look at his numbers. You know, I get it. I know why people are saying it. He doesn't seem upset. He almost seems like he agrees with them.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, what is he supposed to say? He is expected to be one of the leaders. Now, that's the one thing, and I'll ask you, Christian, because everybody talks about, well, you're losing him as a quarterback, and then again, he is 43, but what you're really losing is the leadership with Tom Brady. I'm not disputing that, but aren't there other guys that can pick up some of that stuff?
Yeah, but it really helps when it's the quarterback. You know,
well, it helps when you're winning, right? It helps.
When that leadership is, you know, comes from the quarterback. I mean, and that's what you're hearing, you know, out of Tampa, just how everyone expects Brady to make them better. Like they're vocalizing it. They're saying, hey, we're going to be a better team. We have great leadership. Our locker room is going to be on point. I'm not making this up. This is what I'm hearing from current Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It's like, they're like, oh, thank God we finally have somebody who gets it, right? Who we can trust, who's an adult in the room. Jameis Winston walks in, you're like, all right, he's funny. We like him. You know, he's fun to hang around, but he ain't going to get it done for us. You know, he's going to lose it.
Well, you can't expect that from Stidham if Stidham is the guy. I mean, Hoyer, I'm not even sure you can expect that from Hoyer. Because Hoyer, as a quarterback, is a backup quarterback. People are going to, you know, other teammates are going to look at that, right? How does he present that leadership? He can't.
No. You guys think that, well, I want, you know, whatever, we got to take a break right now. I want to ask you a question about that Kyle Allen interest.
Okay.
It's got me curious. I'm curious where he would fit, but we'll do that. We got to do a break.
Curious and unstable.
Yeah.
Bad combination.
Oh, by
for
the
you
way,
today,
I'm putting out videos, instruction videos.
baseball instruction videos?
Yeah, last
break, I put out an instruction video on properly do a backhand play in the hole.
He's losing.
No, check it out.
We're trying to put back here, guys, and Lou's dragging us in here so we can teach us how to shag.
He's using you guys as props.
We're trying to work, Lou.
I got a bat over here in my hands, too. We might do a little hit in a little bit.
Where'd you get a bat?
Don't worry about where I got a bat.
Oh, no, you don't want him
this
with
is
a bat
insane.
Today.
Don't worry about it.
No. You do not want him with a bat. All right, 617-779-7937. Right here on OMF.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Glenn Ordway, Lou Merlone, and Christian Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
Got your wine yet?
Not yet.
It's easier to hit this
450.
You got the wine.
No.
Oh, 450, you got a clock on it. It's pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Let's go!
There you go. Very good. All right, back here in OMF, we are all living in the this crisis that everybody else is living in right now. By the way, I'm kind of enjoying this sanitizer experience. At the beginning, it was like, how many times do you do it?
Yeah.
And now I'm almost obsessed with it to the point where I'm almost doing it like every 15 to 20 minutes. Is there something wrong with me?
Yes, there is, because you are in your house and you haven't left your house.
Good point by you. I left my house today. I was out there in the mean, cruel world for 45 minutes.
Yeah.
It is weird, isn't it? It is kind of weird, though. So today, after our conference call, you said you went out to take a walk and all that stuff. So, it was so nice. I was like, let me go outside. And I was almost ashamed that I was outside. I was like, God, I shouldn't be outside. And then I saw my neighbor outside. Then I was like, what are you guys doing outside? And then I was like, okay, I can't come near you. I mean, it is, I'm telling you, the weirdest thing about this is how people handle their reentry.
Yeah.
How they handle their reentry into society. You know,
they hit the bars. That's what they gotta do.
I think there will be people that will, but there'll be a lot of people who are just cautious and like, you're going to read their body language and you're going to be like, oh, God, stay away from me. Like, the whole personal space thing, I think, is going to be at an all-time high. Right? Like, no close talkers, none of that anymore.
People who want to distance themselves would just sit there and say, listen, I'm still dealing with Corona, stay the hell away from me. But opening up the bars, you're going to see more people going to rehab. Screw the bars. Holy smokes.
Well, see, I think that's boozing going on. That's the whole issue. So we've spent how much time in the last week and a half sitting there saying, when's the NBA coming back? When's the NHL? Nobody knows this. So Dr. Fauci is on there, and people are asking the question. It's almost like, and somebody brought this up yesterday, it's almost like when a team puts a timeline on a player coming back from an injury, what do we all do? If they say June 16th, we're sitting there going, it's June 17th, where the hell is the guy? Right? And so we're all doing this. So Fauci really gave us all the timetable, and I don't think a lot of people are going to like it.
I mean, it seems that the timeline is getting extended farther out. Not that things are going better than expected anywhere.
What you've got to do, Chris, you've got to be realistic, and you've got to understand that you don't make the timeline. The virus makes the timeline. Mm. So you've got to respond in what you see happen. And if you keep seeing this acceleration, it doesn't matter what you say, 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, you've got to go with what the situation on the ground is. So when people say it may take months, I think what people are talking about is how long it takes to go all the way down. But you may see in a relatively shorter period of time when you're seeing the inkling of the flattening and coming down. But, you can't make an arbitrary decision until you see what you're dealing with. You need the data.
Listen, we all respect the guy, and everybody's listening to him, and he's the hero because both Democrats and Republicans love themselves Tony Fauci, right?
Make the timeline.
Here's the problem. When we get 2-3 weeks out and people start getting antsy and people say we need to get back to work, we need to get back to normal society, this is going to constantly be brought up. Well, we can't do that because you never know. Because the virus may be hiding. The virus may be, popping up here or there. So I think you're right, Lou. I think people, when we get out in the real world, are people going to shake hands? No. People going to hug?
No, not at first.
They're going to stay 6 feet away?
Not at first. But I like, there's no timeline, right? The virus sets the timeline. I think it's a good way of putting it.
Makes the timeline.
The latest updates from the Massachusetts Department of Public Health. There were 579 new cases in Massachusetts. Jumped up to 2,417. There were 10 new deaths. All, by the way, with pre-existing conditions. One was in his 50s, the other were 70s, 80s, and 90s. So basically the number we're at right now, 2,417. Another 579. So we have 7 million people in Massachusetts. My guess is that this number is going to continue to grow. It'll be 5,000 before we know it. It'll be 6,000 before we know it. Because there's more tests that are out there right now, and more people are coming forward with symptoms. They're getting their tests, and we're finding out who has it. You know, to me, we need to see where we are in 2 weeks. You know, we're kind of in the middle of this whole 14 days. People are home. Are they? Are they not? So, you know, another 2 weeks, another 3 weeks. We're talking about, what, mid-April. Let's see if the numbers start to slow down. Do they continue to spike? Then we got big problems. Right? But right now, that's where we are in Massachusetts.
Well, I think they're looking at China and they're looking at South Korea. Italy is a bad read anyway because a different set of circumstances there. But with China and South Korea, we're starting to see that flattened line. But I keep on hearing Fauci and others sit there and say, you still don't know. Now, they're doctors, so they're going to be on the cautious side anyway, right? It's not their responsibility to make sure that everybody's back to work and the economy is booming again, right? And people are getting paid. No, it's their responsibility to sit there and say, we're going to stay with this thing until the last case is gone.
Yeah, so the whole thing is eradicated.
It's going to be a problem for all of us, Christian. 2-3 weeks from now, you're going to want to get back there, but people are going to be fighting with each other saying, no, we can't do this.
No, you know, yeah, I agree with you on that point. It's too soon. It's we're right on time. I also feel like, so there will be, like, the numbers will go down. They will. Everybody's, for the most part, I feel like everybody's doing what they should be. There's always your knuckleheads out there, but whatever. But sure, it'll go down. You'll start, and then you'll hear, oh, so-and-so tested positive for the coronavirus. And then I actually think there will be more hysteria that is reincarnated and brought up all over again. Well, we got to start over again. It's just, I think, you know, I talked to a doctor today, and I'm hoping to have him on tomorrow. And his biggest issue was that there's so much misinformation out there that it creates more hysteria. That's what he's concerned with. He's concerned with the fact that there's so much hysteria that because of misinformation. So people start to kind of feel better, and then they read something on the internet, or they see, you know, a reporter on TV, and they go right back to normal again. They freak out and they close the doors. To your point, Glenn, don't do anything. Stay inside. Bunker down.
Yeah, but like, in all due respect to your doctor friend, I'm hearing different doctors say different things. And I think
that's part of it. No, that's part of it.
A big part of it is they don't know because this is a novel a virus. It's new. They don't know enough about it. So I guess we're going to be faced with 2 or 3 weeks from now, everybody say, well, we're going to side with caution. And even though we think the numbers are going down, it's a possibility this thing could, you know, come back around the loop and come back and hit us. That's the problem we're all going to have. When are we going to feel safe to go back and actually live our lives again?
Well, I'm actually, you know, almost like we were talking about yesterday with leagues preparing for the worst because you need to and then work backwards. I'm fine, you know, with if you need to scare the hell out of some people here to keep people inside and be more responsible for the next 2-3 weeks, and then sort of, you know, deep down, they're like, hey, if we hunker down and we shut everything down and we're sitting here for 3 weeks, maybe then we can reevaluate, look at the numbers, look at the data, and see where we're at. So, but if you come out and say, you know, everything's going to be fine, and people go about their business, it never gets straightened out. You know, we never get to the point where we try to figure out what the hell is going on because people are still out doing their thing. I think we're at the point, for the most part, people are being responsible. They're doing the right things. They're staying in their homes. They're not going out and hanging out in groups, you know, and causing issues right now. So let's see what, you know, basically the results of this is in the next couple of weeks.
No, I think
see
people
where we are in the next 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, I think people have been pretty diligent other than those idiotic spring break kids down in Florida. But the other issue that you have in all of this, it's become very politicized. And I've noticed it even ramping up even more. So we get a new poll out yesterday that shows that 60% of the public think that Trump is doing a good job. And then you get the other side is screaming and yelling no. And that is going to play into how we return back to society. And Trump can't help himself either. So this is Trump last night doing his press conference, and he can't help it. Go at a reporter.
Mr. President, you tweeted earlier linking the closing of the country to your election success in November. Is this Easter timeline based on your political interests?
What do you mean by election success?
No. You tweeted. You said that the media wants the country to remain closed to hurt your
opponent. No, I think the media. Yeah, no, the media would like to see me do poorly in the election. I think
lawmakers and economists on both sides of the aisle have said that reopening the country by Easter is not a good idea. What is that plan based on?
Just so you understand. Are you ready? I think there are certain people that would like it not to open so quickly. I think there are certain people that would like it to do financially poorly because they think that would be very good as far as defeating me at the polls. And I don't know if that's so, but I do think it's so that that there are people in your profession that would like that to happen. I think it's very clear. I think it's very clear that there are people in your profession that write fake news. You do. She does. There are people in your profession that write fake news. They would love to see me for whatever reason, because we've done one hell of a job. Nobody's done the job that we've done. And it's lucky that you have this group here right now for this problem, or you wouldn't even have a country left. Okay.
Ooh. So I would agree. He's not
he's
wrong.
Right.
He's not right. He's right when he says that there are some people out there, some people that want this thing to not go so well because right. they want him to lose in the election. But what does he gain by really saying this in a press conference?
Yeah, he does. It's Paula Reed from CBS, right. apparently. But
he can't help himself. Can't help himself.
Are you ready?
And he expects the media is going to sit there.
Do you think he's right?
Yes.
Of course he is.
I do. But again, he's right about a lot of this stuff, and he wants people in the media to praise him. He already knows that the media is against him, and he's right when he says that 90% of the media are against him. I mean, other than Fox News, and there's some people on Fox News that are against him.
I don't know what the percentage is.
Pretty high. But I think they're pretty high.
They certainly are, and we all know that, you know, early on, could this thing have been handled better? Maybe. You know, probably. But where we are right now, it's like, okay, are we moving in the right direction? The stimulus package got passed. Okay, so hopefully that's going to help our country. Can we give praise to anybody for that? How about both sides? Good for you guys. You finally came. You've acted like adults for the first time. You came together to help. Beautiful. Let's worry about what we're doing right now. And like you said, there are some people out there, there's no question in the media, that want this thing to go really bad.
Yeah.
Just so we can get his ass out of there.
Do you do? She does. There are people in your profession.
Because they know that the platform was basically the economy, right? How great the economy was going. The unemployment rate was down. He was creating more jobs, and now they're sitting there perfect.
Yep.
Like the coronavirus, you know, this whole thing is all his fault. You know, the fact that our country has been infected with coronavirus, you know, is just because of him. You know, and maybe what's going on in Italy is just because of Trump, too. And what's going on in Spain is because of what's happened with Trump, too. And Trump caused what happened in China, too. You know, it's ridiculous, but yeah, there are people out there that want him to fail or want it to go bad or whatever you want to call it because they don't want him around anymore.
Right, and
just,
I agree.
Just, come on, you can't even disagree with that.
No, I totally agree with it. The problem I have is that he can't help himself and he's got to pat himself on the back. And maybe he's doing it because the media won't. They won't say he's doing a good job. I mean, overall, the public right now, 60% of the public believe he is doing a good job with this. I love this guy, this J.L. Colvin, who does a Trump impression, and he nails it perfectly. Listen to this.
250 years ago, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, whose full name, you know, he was Jewish, so his full name might have been like Christowitz, but God rose him from the dead on a holiday we now call Easter. Not a lot of people know that, but it's called Easter. It's when Jesus and the two Corinthians met the Easter Bunny and came back from the dead. So, you know, it's a beautiful story. God. Very important for the Christians like me. And I have decided, I'm announcing today, we are going to bring back the economy on Easter Sunday. Because God, who, to be honest, is, you know, he's a good God. He's done some strong things. Some, let's be honest, his record is, like, not so great, though. He brought one guy back on Easter Sunday, and it was his son, so it was kind of, like, biased. But we're going to bring back the entire economy on Easter Sunday. And at that point, I think basically I'm better than God. So when we do it, we're going to do it toughly. We're going to do it with great compassion, great strength, tremendous strength, and also toughness. Easter Sunday, we're going to put it on pay-per-view. God versus Trump. Who brings back more people on Easter Sunday? We're doing it. I'm going to fire Fauci probably on Good Friday. And we call it Great Friday for Trump. And that's it. So let's do it. Let's get perfect health. Let's get back to work. Jesus Christ, not as good as Trump.
That guy's great.
He nailed it. He just nails it.
Good God.
That is unbelievable.
The star is born throughout this thing. This guy's going to be tweeting Trump now left and right.
I'd love to have it open by Easter.
And the two Corinthians.
He's got the mannerisms.
Easter Bunny and came back from the dead.
We're opening up this incredible country because we have to do that.
Perfect health. Let's get back to work.
Opened up and just raring to go.
And at that point, I think basically I'm better than God. So
unbelievable.
Isn't that unbelievable?
He's pretty good.
He's got the pace he's got. And the fact that Trump keeps on repeating stuff, and he's got it, that one mm-hmm. word.
Excellent.
Oh, and
the two Corinthians met the Easter Bunny and came back from the dead.
I love it when he says God only brought one person back, and that's his own son, so that's biased.
Because God, who, to be honest, is, you know, he's a good God.
Good guy.
Some strong things. Some, let's be honest, his record is like not so great though.
And the best part is that I wouldn't be shocked if, like, tonight, Trump said about 90% of this.
No,
it wouldn't shock me.
I think
me
he's
one
on
bit.
At five tonight. Yeah, I wouldn't.
Toughly. Don't let him hear it.
Oh,
it's like
God.
Bigly. It's like physical. He's big and physical.
I'm going to fire Fauci probably on Good Friday. And call it Great Friday for Trump.
The guy's name again is J.L. Coven, C-A-U-V-I-N. We'll play more of that in the next hour. We have to. Maybe we can find some more impressions.
And it was his son, so it was kind of like biased.
I love that. This hour has been brought to you by Eagle Bank. We got another one to go. We go 30 minutes. I can't stop laughing. Commercial free.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.